Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you a woman in the media? We're going to be talking about that. I wanted to have a conversation with Amanda about it, who's the organiser of a big event that's happening today at Belfast City Hall. Amanda, regular contributor to the programme, but with a different hat on this morning. What are you up to, Amanda?
Good morning, Frank. Yes, well, we're having our Embrace Equity event at Belfast City Hall, kindly hosted by the Lord Mayor, Tina Black. So the whole purpose of Women in Media Belfast, when it was set up, was to amplify women's voices in and on the media. So it's as much about us working journalists and new journalists and bringing through new talent as it is about identifying different women that need a platform and helping share their messages. So we have as well as our Jawbox Gin reception, which I'm going to be making full advantage of. We also have a range of speakers. We've got the NUJ Belfast branch chair Anne Hales. There's members of Belfast Syrian community, Women Now, Lebanon Centre manager sending us a video message. We have the artist and fashion designer Sarah O'Neill, Women's Aid Chief Executive Sarah Mason, Belfast Telegraph reporter Neve Campbell, Anna Chandran from the Belfast Asian Women's Academy, and different generations of women that are involved in that group. And then we have Cub reporter Claudia Savage, who is a wee emerging star in journalism in Northern Ireland. She's recently landed a job with PA Media, so she's going to be in conversation with academic Veronique Altglass about the challenges that women workers are facing and also about her passion for the Irish language. And then we have Women in Media co-founder Patricia McBride, who's an Irish news columnist. She's going to be interviewing Becky Bellamy from Another World Belfast. Becky and her partner Connor Kerr are doing great work supporting communities, and we also have a student and journalist Claire Dixon, who is a student up at Queen's, but she's also working doing podcasting and the radio up at Queen's, who will hopefully be a journalism star of the future. And our photographer for the day is Lou Crow, and it's really just a day to talk about some issues that are impacting on women, and also a big day of celebration. So we're going to be having a dance performance from Amrita Medhi, a traditional Indian dance performance, and we're having a bit of food and a bit of crack, and we'll be sharing our message across social media. And our event has been kindly supported today by U105 and also by the National Union of Journalists and Jawbox Gin and Schweppes Tonic. So it'll be a lively afternoon, and we're trying not to let the snow get in the way of that.
Yeah, a lively afternoon indeed. I'm just wondering, because it's women in the media and you'd be focusing yourself on women in journalism, but the media has so many different umbrellas that women are under. How challenging is it for women to progress in the media? Has all that been overcome?
Well, you know, there's different types of media. We know there's the traditional sort of newspapers and broadcast, but also digital media. And there's a range of people working in different sectors, women working in production and across the board. So we're going to have different colleagues from different outlets represented there today. I think that, as with any industry, there are difficulties and challenges. Sometimes for women to reach some of the most senior positions can be more of a challenge. And we've seen today with a little bit of snow, some of our guests have been impacted by that because of the school closures and so on. So I think it's a juggle regardless of what industry you're working in. But really the entire purpose of the group is to help bring through and introduce new journalism talent to people here, but also those voices that don't necessarily get a platform that can talk about the different challenges that they're facing, whether that is Belfast Asian Women's Academy talking about the difficulties they have around career progression, or whether it's people who are struggling for their workers' rights and taking industrial action and so on. So I'm just going to try and have a relaxed day, Frank, and just enjoy myself, because as well as highlighting all of those sort of difficulties and challenges that women face, it's also about celebrating ourselves as well. So it'll be a bit of crack too.
Yeah, one final question to you, and there's a wee sting in the tail of this question, so I've just warned you before we go. So
you never let me away. It was just a good conversation. There's always one.
But I have to, because it's relevant to what happened here on this program during the course of the week. So let me begin with this element of the question. If a young woman came up to you today and said, "I would love to be the next award-winning Alison Morris," What advice would you give to that young woman, considering that Alison has been awarded a trophy this week? And there's no sting in this element of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would just tell her to work really hard and to be herself, because I think that people appreciate authenticity and they appreciate hard work and talent. So there's always going to be a combination of things whenever you're a journalist. It's going to be your natural ability, but it's also going to be a sprinkle of luck, and it's also going to be really, really hard work. And I think everybody sees how hard Alison works and how well she's been rewarded for that, and congratulations to her for winning that award. So yeah, it's the same with any career, Frank. If you want something enough, you go for it and you make it happen, and the cream rises to the top.
And what about if, and here comes the sting, what about if a young woman comes up to you today and says, "I heard Julia Hartley Brewer twice on Frank Mitchell's programme during this week, and I'd love to be her"?
Well, Julia has her place. It's up to her, Julia. Present yourself. I have to admit, Frank, I didn't hear the conversation, so I'm not sure of the context, but I think the important thing about International Women's Day and the important thing about women in media or any industry is that we're not all the same. We're not all going to have the same views and opinions. We're going to have a variety of views, and I think it's important that those are expressed and that we can debate them and thrash them out and challenge each other on issues that where we might disagree, and hopefully do it in a respectful way as possible. And if there's anything that needs to be challenged, and that happens.
Goodness gracious. Ms. Ferguson, you should be up at Stormont. Do you ever think of having a go at that?
Absolutely not, Frank. I prefer being a disruptor from the outside, poking into it. You couldn't pay me to be a politician, no thank you.
Listen, have a great day today. It's a big event, and it's happening down at City Hall. Thanks for coming on, Amanda.
Thank you, Frank, and thanks to U105 as well.
Yeah, it's Amanda Ferguson with us here on the U105 phone in. Very diplomatic about Julia Hartley Brewer, who you were ripping apart on this programme during the course of this week, because you have anyone who got in touch with us, I can't judge everyone who listens to the programme, but anyone who was getting in touch with us was highly critical of her, as opposed to Alison Morris, where you're full of praise for Alison and indeed for Amanda. This is the U105 phone-in, easing our way through the day, whatever's on your mind. I want to speak to Anna Shandron, who's going to have a conversation with us as well. Anna, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Frank.
You'll be making a major contribution to this event today at City Hall. What will you be saying?
I wanted to share my lived experience here, Frank. I've been here now for nearly 14 years, and I love Belfast very much. It's close to my heart. It's my home. But we do face challenges, and I'm not alone in these challenges. So I just want to amplify the professional migrant women who come here to work. I want to amplify their voices, and as well as share my lived experience.
Now, you're with, of course, the Belfast Asian Women's Academy, and Asian women in Belfast and in Northern Ireland, do they face specific challenges?
Yes, most of all, it will be about career progression, recognising our qualifications. So you see most of the migrant workers come here as skilled workers, and sometimes our qualifications are not recognized, so we don't get the job that relates to our skills and our qualification. We have to start at a low level, and that's not a problem. You know, we'll say, fine, we'll take the low level jobs, start off, we work hard, and then we find ourselves struggling to climb up the ladder.
And how important is an event like today to give a platform to your perspective and for people to be aware of either the challenges or the successes?
it is very important, and I'm thankful to Amanda Ferguson, Women in Media, for giving us this opportunity, because this will be a platform for us to share our experiences, discuss the challenges, as well as, you know, we can also discuss what solutions are there for us and bring awareness that by including us, you're not going to lose. You know, diversity is good for organizations. So, yes, it's very, very important to have a voice, and this platform has given us that opportunity.
Well, the entire event hangs on embracing equity, and it is, of course, in the week that has brought us International Women's Day. So it is going to be of immense interest to all who are attending. Anna, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank. Lovely talking to you.
Lovely speaking to you as well. Anna Shandran, who is from the Belfast Asian Women's Academy. And before that, Amanda Ferguson.